أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن فرعون علا في الأرض وجعل أهلها شيعا يستضعف طائفة منهم يذبح أبناءهم ويستحيي نساءهم إنه كان من المفسدين. ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين ونمكن لهم في الأرض ونري فرعون وهامان وجنودهما منهم ما كانوا يحذرون. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saying that we will narrate to you the stories and the incidents of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, just a portion of it. And here in ayah number 4, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins to speak about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But the very introduction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces the story here, is about Fir'aun and the doings of Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Fir'auna ala fil ard. Certainly Fir'aun had become arrogant in the land. وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He had made His people, in other words, the people of His country, into groups. يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ. And He began to suppress a group from amongst them. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revolves around some of the qualities of Fir'aun, and perhaps you and I also need to take heed of some of these qualities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given sovereignty, kingdom, rule to Fir'aun. And obviously when rule is given, then it means that we need to rule according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we just take this ayat and we relate it to the previous surah, there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also given him kingdom and sovereignty. And as a matter of fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him kingdom and sovereignty, not only over mankind, but Allah himself says, over the jinnat and over all the other creations. He had understood the languages of the birds, and he had understood the language of the ants, etc. But he utilized that very great ni'mat for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time he made shukr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him that kind of power, that kind of sovereignty, that kind of kingdom. Now if we look at this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the direct contrast, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Fir'aun. Allah had given him the power of the land, but what he did, he became arrogant. And then he divided his people into groups. And here particularly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about two groups that he had divided his people into. One were the Egyptians, the Coptics, the Copts. They were one group. And the second was the Bani Israel, about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ, that he had suppressed a group from amongst them, and that was the Bani Israel. Now when we look at these two groups, and if you look at any merit that could have been found in any two groups of people, one was the Egyptians themselves, and second was the Bani Israel. The Bani Israel were in fact the children of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. They had a deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given. But obviously because they were not from the people of Fir'aun, they were being suppressed on the land. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the back part of the story also, which Allah had spoken about in other parts of the Quran Kareem. يُذَبِّحُ أَبَنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ. He slaughtered their sons and he kept alive their nisa, the woman. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat makes reference to that fact that either Fir'aun himself had a dream, and in that dream he had found that the Bani Israel, from amongst them there is going to be a young boy that will be born, and that boy is going to topple him. Or alternatively, Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi and other commentators have explained that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam used to mention to his children that from amongst your offspring, that is from the children of the Bani Israel, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salatu wassalam, that from amongst your children there is going to be a child that will come in Egypt, he will be born, and he will topple the kingdom or he will topple the government of that particular time. Now the Bani Israel used to speak about this, and this story went to Fir'aun. And at that time, obviously, because he was ruling against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself claimed to be God. So the result was that he felt very threatened, like any government will feel when they rule against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a government or if an individual rules according to the commandments of Allah, then he will have absolutely no fear whatsoever. If he's got iman and yaqeen, he will know and realize that governance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives it to whomsoever Allah wishes, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes it away from whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. So there will be absolutely no fear in his heart. Now, so he destroyed the boys, he slaughtered them, and some ulama have stated when they explained this, that they used to kill these boys right in front of the mothers. Newborn children that used to be born, day old, few days old, these children used to be killed right in front of the mothers. So on the one hand, the Bani Israel, the women of the Bani Israel were going to trauma. On the other hand, the children, the boys, the sons were being destroyed. وَيَسْتَحِي نِسَاءَهُمْ And he kept their daughters alive, not because he wanted to spare them for any other reason, but so that he could enslave them and they would become his slaves and he could utilize them in the manner and the way in which he so desired. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ Further reiterating the fact that Fir'aun was a wrongdoer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that certainly he is from amongst those who had created corruption on the surface of the land. But Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about the direct contrast, and Allah says, وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّ مُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُقِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ That we desired. One was the desire of Fir'aun to destroy the Bani Israel and make sure that they do not take over the land and to ward that off. And on the other hand was the irada, the intention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we desired that we favor those people who had been suppressed in the earth, that is the Bani Israel, وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّا Allah says, and our desire was that we make them the leaders, and both leaders, leaders of the spiritual part of this world, that is make them Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, and secondly leaders of the material part of this world, that we will grant them the sovereignty of the land, وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ And we make them the inheritors and the vicegerents of the land, وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that we establish for them the earth, وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ And so that we will show Fir'aun and Haman, the minister of Fir'aun, and their armies from amongst them, مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ What was the greatest fears and the dangers thereof. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the introduction of the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, leaving us a very, very clear message that sovereignty, kingdom is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give it to whomsoever Allah so desires. Man's duty and function is that when we have the kingdom, we rule according to the commandments of Allah. When we are subjects, we live our lives according to the commandments of Allah. And then Allah will change conditions. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.